pain of asking for help. That's, to me, was very, very hard work. I don't know anybody who seriously works on this program who finds it easy, because it's not supposed to, because it requires that we put one foot in front of the other. And and the most courageous people in the world, in my book, are recovering alcoholics, the people that walk through that door. And on a date, and that's still the same for me now, you know, driving up here tonight. I have to hand it over. I have to hand it over to my higher power, because, and that's easy for me now. I just say, you know, I don't know what to do. Get me there. I mean, I pray about, like, each mile of the road that I'm driving. Get me there safe. Get me something to eat. You know, let the people be nice to me. And try to keep me from talking about what I think, you know, because that is a complete waste of time. And they all know, you know, it's like we're all kind of experts on one fucking thing or another. But so, and you know, and I just hope that he, you know, sometimes he answers most of my prayers. He got me here. It's like, I think it was Ted said that, you know, that whole thing about, you know, I'm paying back. Because I prayed all through my drinking to be got out of every situation I was in, you know, to be relieved of this, to be got through that, and I'll never do it again, and I'd do it again, and I'd ask, and I was always delivered. Now, and that's the other thing, is why was I, and the thing is, you know, it really is none of my business. That's the kernel of it all, is that I don't think I'm supposed to know, and whether I think I'm supposed to know or not doesn't make any difference, because I'm not gonna ever find out. You know, I don't think I will. It's only when I look back on the path that I've already traveled that I see how, when I've been there, meeting that person, there's been some kind of connection where they meet another person that somehow brought to, you know, the program or something. And then I see that every girlfriend I've ever had, or every, you know, journey I've ever taken has been in order for me to do some, it's all about service. And the thing is that I can't govern that. I have no control over it. And really, all I've got to remember to do is just show up. And the rest is done for me. Because I don't, you know, the minute I try to figure out how this works, I don't need to come here anymore. And that's a frightening thought. Because I know people that do, and I guess, I know some that do, and it's like I'm getting off on a tangent, and they turn into lecturers and they turn into experts, and I'm not. That's not what I want. I like to hear people that are, you know, around a long time who still say, like, I don't know how to do this. You know, I don't know what. I'm frightened, or because then I know that they're human, and I can, you know, because it's like I go back to that thing of authority. I can't be around authority. I need humility. I need humility as an example. I need to see that someone can stay sober a long time and not become authority, not become, you know, like a governing body, not become an expert, that they can retain their innocence, that they can be childlike and still be adults, you know. And that's what I find that here. I don't find it anywhere else. And I know there are great people out there without programs who just seem to be on the path. And I do meet them from time to time. But if I want to be guaranteed to that kind of exposure, I come to an AA meeting and I get it here. And so, my story is very, very simple. I just, you know, I'm just the same as everybody else here. It got hairy. It got good. I crossed the line. It got nasty. And somewhere, you know... And I don't, you know, it was that whole thing about, I knew for a very, very, very long time that I'd crossed that line. I don't remember crossing it, but I knew for at least the last 10 years of my drinking, I